USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Authorities have reportedly found a soundproof room in the basement of accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman's home, where at least one woman may have been killed. The latest development in the investigation, first reported by the New York Post, comes as New York State Troopers and Suffolk County Police have been combing through the accused killer's home for clues since his arrest earlier this month. The United Nations in talks with North Korea for the return of an American soldier. Travis King fled across the border into the secretive state last week. NBC's Matt Bradley has more.
Again, there's a lot that we don't know about what's going on here. But in the next couple of days, I've been speaking with North Korean experts, and they say that the North Koreans are likely to try to hold on to Private King and use him for their own propaganda.
Excessive heat warnings being extended throughout parts of the U.S. at least through midweek.
The alerts affected tens of millions of Americans over the weekend while dangerous level temperatures hit the west and south. Phoenix, Arizona, and Salt Lake City, Utah reached new daily highs on Saturday. Other states that saw triple digits include California, Nevada, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. Meantime, the heat is also impacting Europe and Asia, putting the world on track for the hottest month ever recorded. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Justice Department giving Texas an ultimatum. Remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande or get sued. At issue is a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. In a letter to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the feds called the barrier illegal and said it poses serious risks to public safety and the environment. Abbott maintains that Texas has the right to defend its border. The governor has until 2 p.m. today to respond. This is USA News.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Jamie Foxx has shared an emotional video to Instagram, opening up about the health scare he faced in April. The actor thanks fans for their support and clears up some rumors about his recovery.
I went to hell and back, and my road to recovery had some potholes as well. I just wanted to jump on the end and let you know that I'm on my way back in love.
A woman claiming to be the winner of the $1.08 billion Powerball jackpot was spotted at the California convenience store where the ticket was sold. That unidentified woman was evidently overcome with emotion. She was captured on video, eagerly hugging people at the Las Palmitas mini market in downtown L.A. Reporters at the store tried to interview her, but she appeared to be too ecstatic to talk. At one point, collapsing on her knees and sobbing as she waved her hands in the air. The California Lottery said the formal process to officially identify the winner will take longer. Anybody claiming to be the winner isn't valid until they say it is. The latest study from WalletHub says Nebraska has the 7th best school system in America. WalletHub said Nebraska has the 5th highest average SAT scores and the 4th highest math scores. WalletHub saying the state with the best school system, Massachusetts. The state with the worst, New Mexico. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.